This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And coming up on Sunday, Douglas County Christmas tree lighting ceremony, and Tamara Howell from Douglas County Public Affairs Office in. It's this weekend.
It's this weekend.
So this has been a big annual event, and we had that little two-year blip where things worked a little differently, but last year really came back with a lot of flair. What do you have planned for this year?
Well, we still like the flair. So this year we hope to do something really fun with our with the tree lighting. We are going to commemorate the first year that we lit our tree up 39 years ago. So we have a special little presentation with that. We're bringing back one of the people that lit the original first tree. So
wow.
That'll be kind of fun. We actually have a stage production that's kind of a little bit of a surprise. So for kids and of all ages out there, we will have a little stage production play going on this year, something a little bit different. And of course, we're pretty sure that we're on Santa's radar, and he has decided that this year Mrs. Santa might join him.
Wow. So explain how it works for people. What time do people come down, and what all is going on?
So we're going to close off the streets a little bit early so that right there in front of the courthouse, they will have all that area to gather. And we start off at 6 o'clock. We're going to have a little bit of music before that. The First Christian Church is one of our partners, along with the City of Roseburg, and the commissioners are putting this on. And they will have a live nativity there with hopefully some animals. They said they might bring a few fun little animals for us, as well as the live nativity. Miss Douglas County will be there helping us with the hospitality tent. We'll have some hot chocolate and some cookies for everybody and some coffee. And then we kick off everything right at 6 o'clock.
So a stage production?
A stage production.
I mean, that's kind of like what you had going last year. I mean, that
we did.
Last year, I will say, caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Because after a couple of years of it being virtual, I came down, thought I'd get some pictures and audio and all that. And I looked, I'm like, what? What is going on here? That was kind of went high tech.
That was fun. We had a lot of fun, and we had a lot of wonderful people from the community that helped us with all of that. We had, you know, Santa and the Grinch and the sheriff's office all helped us with that. It was quite a sight.
So, you know, one of the things, too, for people that haven't been here as long, I mean, you talk about this being on going on for 39 years. I guess I didn't realize it didn't not happen because I've, you know, been here about 34, and it's always been there. And for people, especially with the young kids, it's like a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's a really fun evening, and the whole night, and Larry, if you were here, the mayor of Roseburg is one of the people on our committee, he would say this is all about the kids. And so that's what our whole focus is we really want the kids to come and see all of our pomp and circumstance, and then watch as we light the whole courthouse and the tree up, and just really kick off the holiday season.
All right, so 6 o'clock for that. You're probably going to have to dress warmly, and the weather is a little iffy, so you're just going to have to deal with it.
You are. We're going to be there rain or shine. So,
and as well, you're going to be live streaming this too, right?
We are. So if you can't join us, it's going to be on the Douglas County Government's Facebook page.
All right. So that is 6 o'clock on Sunday night at the courthouse. Get down there early for parking and all of that. So it sounds good. We'll see you down there.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. 8:35 at the Morning Report.